The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we hear Jesus teach the disciples our oldest Christian prayer, the Our Father. First 2 lines are us asking God to demonstrate his holiness and reign over the world and our lives. The rest is about our daily needs to deal with this world until his kingdom comes. Has anyone else wondered why we preface before we say the Our Father with these words? At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say. What does it mean to dare someone? It means you ask them, "Are you brave enough? Or do you have enough courage to do what is asked? Or to do what you are about to pray?" What are we asked to do? Jesus is asking us to state our faith in God and give him our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Knowing if we do that, he will provide for our daily needs. The Our Father gives us the foundation of our faith and the covenant God has made with us through his Son on the cross. The question we need to answer today is, do we have the courage to give our entire self, our wants, our needs, our hopes, dreams, our struggles, and our joys, all over to God, our entire self, trusting he will use those in our life to further his will and his kingdom, not only in us, but through us? If your answer is yes, then take courage in this ancient prayer and unite in one voice with all your fellow disciples when Father prompts us. If you were here last week, you heard one of my longest homilies. If you're here this week, you hear one of my shortest. And this is on purpose, because we have a friend who has come knocking on our door, asking for our assistance. So I ask you, please, do not leave after communion, but stay and listen to how we can help one of our neighbors in need.